How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season.
The radical left wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it, and now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
You know, the only way it's going to be a white Christmas this year at the non-white Christmas party is if Lamar Cook makes his $85,000 bail.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. And I got a few stories to fill you in on. You may not have heard these or not. And we'll take your calls as the afternoon goes on, 844-500-4242. And again, it's a great cheap bastard deal to buy a flip lock, 10 times the stopping power of a deadbolt lock. Just a $50 value for $25. Easy to install. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store to pick it up. Right-wing leader wins easily in Chile. Wall Street Journal doesn't much like this. Right-wing. The guy's a conservative, and he's vowing to crack down on illegal immigration. Sound familiar?
Barbaric.
Chileans on Sunday elected their most right-wing president in a generation, with hardline conservative Jose Antonio Kast winning easily after vowing to clamp down on crime and illegal aliens. He won 58% of the vote. 58%. That's a landslide. And they're saying Trump's next natural ally will be Kast in Chile. He is he's run for president before, but this time the devout Catholic and father of nine avoided discussing social issues that had put off Chileans in previous presidential bids. This includes his opposition to same-sex marriage and support for outlawing abortion. Instead, Kast vowed to tackle crime, a top concern for Chileans accustomed to living in one of Latin America's safest nations. Many Chileans blame violent carjackings, kidnappings, and daylight shootouts on an influx of illegal aliens. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Fleeing their nation's economic collapse. Officials have said criminal gangs have arrived with regular migrants, and those are responsible for the increased violence. Foreigners now make up close to 10% of Chile's population, one of the highest levels in Latin America. In 2010, it was just 2%. Kast said his government will detain and deport undocumented immigrants, also known as illegal aliens. He has vowed to build 16-foot walls and 10-foot trenches to lock down Chile's northern desert borders with Peru and Bolivia. Illegal immigrants already in Chile will be barred from working, using public services, also known as welfare, or sending money back home. Kast said, Chile will no longer be the paradise of illegals. We aren't going to make life easy for them. We're going to make it impossible. That's good. That's good. He's following in Trump's footsteps, and he got 58% of the vote. 844-500-4242-423. I just canceled my Wall Street Journal subscription after subscribing for over 30 years. You should too. I'm thinking about it. I always like the review sections on Saturday. But that they're even going kind of squishy. The reviews aren't quite as muscular or as erudite as they used to be. They're kind of drifting in the overall. The paper's drifting into New York Timesville. I'll probably get rid of it within the next year or so. I'll still keep the New York Post though. 844-500-4242. I got a lot of stuff to get to here today, but let's take a call or two. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you know, on the recent anniversary of Sandy Hook, I think we ought to do mandatory drug testing anytime there's a mass shooting or some bizarre killing like Meathead there, Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And because we simply, you know, we got SSRI antidepressants in 1987. We got Valium benzos in the 60s. Charles Whitman was on benzos. And about three or four big mass shootings, they were on benzos. Most of them are on SSRIs. And everyone's looking the other way. It's like the drug companies are getting a giant pass. And the fact is, it is a medical fact that these meds cause bizarre, violent behavior. It's a fact. There's a six-fold increase in suicide if someone's taking SSRIs. And we're just looking the other way and wringing our hands. And the fact is, we know medically these drugs cause violence, and we simply didn't have these mass killings until we got these drugs. We had millions of guns, almost no gun laws for 100 years before this phenomenon began.
You know, Bill, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, if you'd gone to Rob Reiner and said, you know, you got to get your son off of these prescription drugs, I'm sure he really detested Bobby Kennedy for talking about, you know, trying to do something about all these prescription drugs. I'm sure he went along with everything. He would have said, no, my son is sick and he needs the drugs to cope.
The thing is, there's like in excess of 30 million Americans on these drugs, and a lot of people think they're okay. The problem is in the clinical trials, about 1% of the people became like really violent. And if you translate 1% to 30 million Americans, that's 300,000 Americans walking the streets every day.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but you could make the same argument about, say, alcohol. A certain percentage of people become alcoholics. You could make the same argument about gambling, right? And we're going, you know, full steam ahead, legalizing gambling and getting into more and more trouble. They're doing the same thing with marijuana, right?
Well, the thing is, we can get along. We were better off in the previous generation of drugs, even the antidepressants. They were better than what we have today. These meds will cause extremely violent behavior.
Right.
And it's a medical fact. And we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic and not looking at this issue at all. And we need to. Kennedy is right. You know, even if I don't care if you like Kennedy, you think he's, you know, crazy, this or that, but by God, he's right on this issue. And, yeah.
I'm just saying a lot of people like Rob Reiner are not going to listen to him because he's a friend of Donald Trump. He's an appointee of Donald Trump. And we're letting, politics, ideology get in the way of the best public health policy decisions. Thanks for the call, Bill. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, I have a Muslim-Islam question for you because you're a history major. But first, I just wondered, in Michelle Wu's 70% small business loans, do you think Ayanna Pressley's husband got some money?
I don't think he needs any small business loans. He's a consultant, Dave. He's a consultant in the empowerment industry. Have you ever known anyone who was in the empowerment industry, Dave?
No, but I'm thinking about starting my own NGO because that seems to be where the money is. So, Howard, you're very good at this, and I have another really good friend who's a history major, but people don't understand. This isn't Islamophobia or anything else. When you talk about Muslims and what their master plan is for the West, not just America, but for the West, and, you know, you mentioned the Ottoman Empire and the Crusades and blah, 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 is we are being taken over, and that is their plan.
Right. Yeah, no, they would like to take over everything. The caliphs or the imams who don't concern themselves with public relations will say that flat out. They say they're gonna outbreed us. Many of them say that they're having more kids than we are, and we're paying for their kids because they're not working. Let me give you some stats. I had these last week and I never got it. In Minnesota, 21% of American born families are on welfare of any kind. 21%. 81% of Somali families are on welfare. Cash benefits. Somali immigrant households, 27% of them get cash from the state. 6% of Americans. Food stamps. Somali immigrant households, 54%. That seems very low. 54% are on food stamps, 7% of Americans. And Medicaid, 73% of Somali immigrant households are on free medical care, Medicaid, compared to 18% of U.S. households. This is in Minnesota.
And Howie, if you grabbed your Bible and a bunch of Christians jumped out on the sidewalk and laid down and started reading Bible verses five times a day, that wouldn't be allowed, would it?
No, and I tell you what, they wouldn't put in prayer rooms in the public schools for Christian kids, Dave, which they do in many places for Muslim students. Why is that? Why is one religion more accepted than another religion? You know?
Exactly.
Why aren't the gays filing any lawsuits against Muslim-owned bakeries in places like Dearborn, Michigan, for not doing their gay wedding cakes? I wonder why, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah, they'd lose their heads.
Thank you. 844-500-4242-201. Alcoholics and gamblers don't do mass shootings. What the hell is wrong with Howie? What do you mean, what the hell is wrong with me? I mean, you don't think alcoholics and gamblers get themselves and everybody else into big trouble? Gamblers embezzle. Alcoholics destroy families. They crash cars. It, you know, a vice is a vice. You know, all these things are bad for society, but they're tolerated because they provide good for large numbers of people, pleasure for certain large numbers of people. You have to weigh the balance here in all of these things, in all of these vices. This Christmas, as we celebrate the gift of life, you have an opportunity to share that same gift with a mother and her baby. Imagine a young woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone and unsure of what to do. She's searching for hope, and that's where Preborn Ministries comes in. Steve Jobs, Andrea Bocelli, Steph Curry, Jack Nicholson, Celine Dion, Oprah, Unplanned, and so many others. Maybe you were unplanned. I have no doubt that you know someone who was unplanned. God's plan of redemption often works in the unplanned. When a woman is struggling to make a life-altering decision, Preborn's network of clinics is there. Every mother Preborn serves faces a moment of decision when she sees her baby's ultrasound. In that sacred moment, she has the opportunity to say yes. Preborn's mission is to help her find the courage, faith, and support to do so. There are babies in their mother's wombs who need our help right now. As the year comes to a close, your tax-deductible donation can be the difference between life and death. Would you consider a leadership gift to help babies in a big way? Your gift of $5, $10, or $15,000 will be used to save countless babies for years to come. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 or donate securely at preborn.com/Howie. Whatever you can afford helps out preborn.com. $28 pays for one ultrasound. $140 pays for five. Whatever you can afford. Please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's preborn.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by my newest book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Get a signed copy for just $29.99, available only at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store and get your signed copy. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, was President Trump's tone too harsh in his Truth Social post on the murder of Rob Reiner? Yes, no, or undecided?
Yes.
61% of the audience now says yes, 32% say no, and 7% are undecided.
All right. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I'm a huge fan, Howie. Thanks for taking the time and taking the call. Hey, the Republicans, President Trump really needs to jump on this. If they want to handle this illegal immigration, what they do is they do an end run, get ahead of it for the income tax season, and say, if you can't prove you're a citizen, you don't get a dime from the government.
Well, they would just say, well, he has a green card, or he has a social security number that was issued by one of these, during one of the prior administrations. I think that would be a good idea if you could get around all the lawsuits that would be filed by all the George Soros groups.
I got you. All right, thanks, Howie.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. I hope people are paying attention right now, Howie, because what just happened in Australia. You know, my heart goes out to our Jewish brothers and sisters. You know, when Biden is in office, we know for a fact that thousands of terrorists have come over the border. I want to know. I just want to remind everybody that sleeper cells do exist, and this is what happens when you don't pay attention who's coming into your country. I mean, we saw plainly what happens when they enter Martha's Vineyard, right, guys? When they entered Martha's Vineyard, they got them out of there in 24 hours. Because why? Because they didn't want them in their backyard. They know exactly what they're doing. These people hate America, and they think they can weasel these people in here who hate Christians, folks. Whether you like it or not, everybody, our country has four corners. In each on corner, you have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Jesus Christ. Whether you like it or not, our founding fathers built this country under moral people. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter who you are, whether what you worship. You believe in that there's a greater creator than you, man, because these people, they worship government. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, and her pockets are so big and bulgy, she can barely walk. These people deliberately did this, folks, and everybody's head needs to be on a swivel, because remember 9/11, you know? Don't listen to these people when they say you're just an Islamophobist. Islamophobist, folks? You should be a phobia. We have veterans right now that are committing suicide because we don't talk about the horrors that they see overseas. These people are witnessing third world countries where they treat women like dogs. This is a fact, Pope, people. Whether you like it or not, we need to deal with this.
Afghanistan, they rape little boys. It's part of their elements of their culture. And the U.S. servicemen who were over there and they protested, they were told to lay off. John Adams, Alan, to your point, said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That sums it up, Alan, right there. You know, you have to have for the republic to survive, you need a moral and a religious people. You can't have this secular humanism everything goes You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. The society will fall apart. The society is falling apart. We all know that. Thanks for the call, Alan. 844-500-4242. Alcohol, says 201, is tolerated because of the tax revenues. Weed is becoming the same way. Gambling is the same. Gambling's the same thing, too. You know, from the lottery, you know, one night a week to two nights a week, the scratch cards, the keno, to, you know, now we have betting on games online, on kickoffs, on free throws, on pitches. It gets out of control very quickly, doesn't it? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Remember all the complaints when President Trump sent the National Guard into Washington, D.C., and they said, well, but the crime rates have been falling. Oh. Like anyone in their right mind after the last 20 or 30 years believes any kind of crime statistics. Lies, damn lies, and statistics, as Mark Twain used to say. So the District of Columbia Police Chief, Pamela Smith, has just resigned. This is from Red State. Now, thanks to an investigation by the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, we have a much clearer picture as to the reasons behind Chief Smith's resignation. Namely, the testimony from several of her subordinates that she pressured them to alter records to make the crime rates in the district look much less dire than they actually are. It was these crime rates that prompted President Trump to deploy the National Guard into the capital city to restore order. So they talked to the commanders, the congressional investigators talked to the commanders of all seven D.C. patrol districts, as well as one former commander currently placed on suspended leave. They all say that Chief Smith pressured and at times directed commanders to manipulate crime data in order to maintain the appearance of low crime in the nation's capital. They describe an environment under Chief Smith marked by fear, intimidations, threats, and retaliation. If only she'd been concerned with introducing fear, intimidation, threats, and retaliation against the criminals rather than her commanders. These conditions contributed directly to declining morale and loss of experienced officers and commanders. She pressured and even ordered her subordinates to lie. She apparently threatened and intimidated them into compliance. So she would do things like, change a burglary, which is a felony, into an unauthorized entrance into a house, which is, like a misdemeanor. That's what they would do, and assaults were downplayed or not reported at all. And so this is what they do, and sometimes when Biden was talking about the crime stats going down, it was because a lot of the blue cities weren't even giving their statistics to the FBI. Not that the FBI could be trusted in those days either. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, it seems that we haven't learned a thing with these schools in Columbine. You know, I've worked in security all my life. You know, some of these schools have amazing endowments in the billions of dollars.
Right.
But they can't seem to harden their schools. You know, if they took the resource officers out of the schools during the cancel the cops culture, so you have no resource officers in your public schools anymore. Look, those guys used to get a lot of tips on when some kid was acting strange. And
right.
we've lost all that. That's what's known as in the security business is a visible deterrent. When they see somebody else in that building has a gun, they know it's a visible deterrent, okay?
Well, look what happened with Parkland High. The guy, the guy's Cruz was his name. His aunt called the FBI tip line and spoke with him for like 13 minutes, and they kind of blew her off. But I think they passed it on to the sheriff, and the sheriff said, "I can't do anything." He didn't say the implication was he couldn't do anything because the guy's name was Cruz, so he was a quote unquote Hispanic. He was a white guy, but he was had a Hispanic name. Technically, and Obama had put in these rules saying that you couldn't have disparate impact. So they were afraid to go after someone who claimed to be or was listed as Hispanic. So they just let the guy continue on, and he ends up killing 15 or 20 people.
Well, what do you think is going to happen when you put up signs that say gun-free zone?
Right.
You know, it's an invite for a shooter.
Well, didn't the guy in Aurora, Colorado, didn't he see some areas where they didn't have those signs up, and so he went to an area that said it was a gun-free zone, and that's when he opened fire. at the theater.
Exactly. And you know, Howie, the churches need to tighten up too. You know, they can they can form their own security team within
the
church.
They have. I said, look, I live in Palm Beach, in Midtown. There's a synagogue near me. I take Roscoe out for a walk every night, and I usually go by that synagogue. If there's anything going on, Mike, they have armed security right out on one of the main streets in the town, North County Road. And, you know, do you blame them? I certainly don't. I think it's a wise move.
That's what I mean by a visible deterrent right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to tighten up this. And I'll tell you something, Howie. The enemies are in the wire. Joe Biden let our enemies inside the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he did. There's no question about it. Thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. And again, while supplies last, get a flip lock. One of the it's a lock that has 10 times the holding power of a deadbolt regular lock. For $25, half price. It's a good thing to pick up for your loved one or yourself for Christmas. 844. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
All right, Howie. I bought two copies of your book, and I think it's great. And before I get to anything, what's the odds of anybody singing White Christmas at Mayor Wu's Christmas party? this thing with the legalization of drugs and marijuana, I mean, I've seen these guys, these potheads, and through my whole life. And it just, they graduate, most of them graduate to other drugs. They're always looking to get that high. They're natural con artists, or they become con artists to get to the next high. And I hear so many people griping about what's going on in this country. We always had evil people in this country, but we dealt with it differently. Now, the borders are open. The 65 Immigration Act brings everybody in from the third world. People come in with tourist visas with these giant luggages. Where are they? They're not going on vacation. They brought their worldly possessions because they have no intention of leaving the United States of America. If I hear one more person say, just come here legally, we have to start passing out dunce caps for them because it's going to be a bad result. I hear so many people say they're worried about their children and grandchildren. You're turning the third world over in our country to the leadership. They'll be in charge of the biggest arsenal nuclear in the world. That's right. Omar will be in charge of the nuclear arsenal.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. Obama appointed judge under fire for sentence of illegal alien. This is one from Detroit. An Obama-appointed judge in Michigan has come under fire for sparing an illegal alien who raped a disabled woman from another 2 years in prison and while she openly praised him. Edis Renan Membrino Diaz, a Honduran savage who entered the United States at least seven separate times, was convicted of raping and sodomizing a woman suffering from cerebral palsy and cognitive delays in the laundry room of her apartment building. He was sentenced in 2022. And so they wanted, the feds wanted to put an additional 2 year sentence related to his illegal entry into the U.S. after the sex crime. However, the judge, Judith Levy, refused to do so. She, by the way, is the first openly lesbian federal judge in Michigan, appointed by Barack Obama in 2014. The lesbian judge referred to the illegal alien rapist as a, quote, ambassador for living up to our immigration restrictions, additionally praising him for his, quote, family devotion and willingness to perform work that it claimed Americans find undesirable.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Department of Homeland Security spokesman Tricia McLaughlin said the ruling reflected unspeakable depravity on the lesbian judge's part. U.S. District Court Judge Judith Levy refused to sentence him to two more years for immigration crimes and called this fiend a future ambassador for living up to our immigration restrictions. Truly wicked, she added. Truly wicked. Oddly, the judge commended the defendant for taking responsibility by serving his sentence for the sex crime. Like he had a lot of choice? Did they leave is the prison door left unlocked every evening? Immigration crime would have landed him 19 more months in prison. The Republican candidate for attorney general in Michigan said, this isn't justice, it's judicial activism prioritizing criminals over citizens and spitting on federal law enforcement's work to secure our borders under President Trump's leadership. You believe that? Why does this lesbian judge have this great sympathy and indeed a slobbering admiration for an illegal alien who raped a woman, a disabled woman on top of that? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, you know, it was just a few weeks ago, the students at Brown University were wearing the Yasser Arafat FIFA hats, and they were protesting Antifa and Palestine and, you know, from the river to the sea. And Yasser Arafat was trained by Otto Skorzeny, as we said before, Hitler's favorite commando, trained Otto Skorzeny, trained Yasser Arafat the techniques of terrorism. Here we have this terrorist attack in Brown University, and one of the girl that died there seemed like she was conservative. I don't know if there were any Jewish kids attacked, but they were attacked at Hanukkah.
Supposedly it was a Jewish professor's class. But, you know, it's unclear whether – I don't think she was there at the time. It was a teaching assistant was handling the class.
Yeah. I just thought I wanted that they were, you know, protesting. Yes, they're wearing Yasser Arafat's headdress, the biggest terrorist trained by a Nazi. They're calling Trump a Nazi. But, Howie, one thing I happen to notice, mentioned before, that shooter, as he's walking away, it almost looks like he's somewhat flat-footed or his right as he's turning the corner by that – I don't know if that's a shooter or just some guy, but he definitely looks like he has a pronated foot.
You know what? They released another video today of him, and it's even worse than the first one. I mean, how can they have an endowment of billions of dollars and supposedly hundreds of surveillance cameras, and they don't have any usable video of this guy? And it's just worthless. And it's like Mike said, I mean, if you're going to have this problem, if you're going to allow these people to come into the country, you know, you're going to have to harden the security. Harden. That's the right word to use. Thanks for the call, David. The holidays are time for giving great gifts and eating great food. And you can combine the two by going to omahasteaks.com. For effortless holiday hosting to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. Shop this season's top gourmet gifts at omahasteaks.com. Plus, our listeners get an extra $35 off with code Howie at checkout. Patrice from Arlington has taken advantage of these great deals this fall from Omaha Steaks, and we told you about how she ordered the turkey breast for Thanksgiving as part of a package, and she emailed me today, and she said, did I tell you that we cook the Omaha Steaks hot dogs in the air fryer with a spray of pan olive oil and a lot of cracked pepper? Man, they're good. Jared loves the hot dogs, don't you, Jared?
Yeah, they're the best hot dogs you'll ever have. They're all beef franks. They're huge, and the flavor is unlike any other hot dog you've ever had. I actually just now polished off some of the air-chilled chicken breasts I'd grilled up during the summer. Yeah. And froze, and the chicken is fantastic. The hot dogs are great. Everything's great.
I had some of the chicken breast this weekend myself. We had the scallop potatoes with filet mignons last night, says Patrice. Very nice. We're still working off our Omaha Steaks bounty. Cherry hand pies all set for Christmas. It's great. You're going to be so satisfied like Patrice, like Jared, like I am. It's just fantastic. Right now is the perfect time to save on delicious gifts and holiday hosting favorites. Every steak perfectly aged to maximize tenderness. Omaha Steaks delivers an exclusive lineup of USDA certified steaks, all kinds of different cuts, some hard to get. Their fan favorite filet mignons have achieved the distinction of USDA certified very tender. Five generations of uncompromising quality. Over 100 years of business. They also carry mouthwatering gourmet burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, of course, those hot dogs, and delectable desserts. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Everybody will love your gifts. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code Howie at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Dix03 says, Howie, I bought two of your flip-flops 3 months ago, sight unseen. I couldn't believe the quality and how well they're made. I have 40 years in as a machinist and know how well they're constructed. Yeah, they are. It's a good deal. $50 is the normal price for a flip-flop. You can get them today for $25. Limit three. But, you know, if you got three, you can protect the front and the back doors and give one to somebody else or put it on your bedroom or, you know, it's just a good thing to have. 844-500-4242. Not a knock on police, but the old saying is true. When seconds count, police are minutes away. 844-500-4242. You want another illegal alien story? Illegal aliens in the news. ICE Baltimore arrested Kevin Alexis Mendez hyphen Ortiz.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
During a targeted immigration enforcement operation in Oxon Hill, Maryland. He is a criminal illegal alien from Honduras, a savage who recently caused a head-on collision in Prince George's County that sent a U.S. citizen to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. He entered the U.S. illegally in 2022 at the behest of Joe Biden and his catch-and-release policy. He was traveling eastbound on a Maryland road when he crossed into oncoming traffic in the westbound lane, striking a vehicle head-on. He then fled. Hit and run. It's a third world thing. The female passenger of the vehicle Menendez hit suffered critical injuries, including broken vertebrae, a broken collarbone, a broken wrist, fractured ribs, injury to her intestines and uterus, a ruptured diaphragm, a collapsed lung, a concussion, and more. He was charged with, among other things, driving on a highway without required license and authorization. Stop me if you've heard that one before. Failure to immediately stop vehicle at scene of an accident involving bodily injury, et cetera, et cetera. Did his mother have a statement about Kevin Alexis Mendez hyphen Ortiz?
Es un buen chico, un muy buen chico.
The U.S. Border Patrol arrested Mendez after he illegally entered the U.S. during near Hidalgo, Texas, September 30th, 2022. Joe Biden issued Mendez a notice to appear that same day and was released into the United States on his own recognizance with directions to the welfare office, no doubt. 844-500-4242. So much else to get to here today. The president of the University of Maryland has been cleared of the plagiarism charges. It was announced Friday night. What does that tell you? Tells you he really wasn't cleared all that much. But he never leaves home without the race card. I'm Howie Carr.